100,000 students will arrive on campus this year to work toward their master's degree in business. Often students enter programs looking for promotions and high salaries, but a Stanford University professor and doctoral students say most MBA programs don't deliver such benefits. They are authors of an article published in the New Journal of the Academy of Management, Learning and Education. Jeffrey Pfeffer teaches at Stanford's Graduate School of Business. He's on the phone with us from his home in San Mateo, California. Good morning.
Good morning.
So what did you look at and what did you find?
Well, the study is really, or the article is really a review of the challenges and issues facing business schools, not just MBAs and how much money they earn or don't. And we really looked at research done really back over maybe 40 years that has examined, number one, the effect of business schools on their graduates, and number two, the effect of business schools on the production of knowledge that influences management practice. So we were trying to do an assessment of how well business schools were doing their jobs.
And by example, what did you find that led you to this conclusion that at least some expectations aren't being met?
Well, the research literature is pretty clear, first of all, that unless you go to an elite school, you're probably not going to get a very much better job. You may, of course, learn quite a bit, but in terms of career effects, the effects are quite limited. Even if you go to an elite school, I think the evidence is very uncertain as to whether or not you're going to get a much better career. People who get into elite schools are already, of course, highly motivated, highly talented, and highly intelligent individuals, and in many instances, they would have succeeded regardless of whether or not they wound up going to business school. Having said all that, I should also add that achieving more salary or more promotion is only one real reason to go to business school. Another good reason is because you're actually interested in the subject matter.
Where do you think our notions about business school programs come from?
Well, it's hard to say, but I think one answer to that is that business education has become a really quite a large industry, both in the United States and really now around the world, and therefore the business schools have it in their interests to promote the idea that business schools are, you know, the road to success and the key to success, almost regardless of what the facts are.
Is there then what might be called an ideal business school degree or an ideal level?
If you go into a business school because you're really interested in the subject matter, you can never be disappointed because you'll be surrounded by interesting professors and interesting books, and you'll learn interesting things, and you'll come out an enriched human being, regardless of whether or not your salary is up 10%, 20%, or 0%. If you go in and expecting some large economic return, the potential for disappointment is much greater.
Thanks very much for joining us.
Thank you.
Jeffrey Pfeffer is a professor at Stanford's Graduate School of Business. His findings about MBA programs are in the New Journal of the Academy of Management, Learning and Education.